Every winter when snow arrives, I must learn to drive again. I think I'm not alone. Police and highway departments in this season continually warn drivers to increase their distance from other vehicles, to avoid sudden stops, and so on. Their advice is widely ignored, of course. Each year, the first snow populates the roadside ditches with motorists whose re-education in the special discipline of winter driving happened very quickly. Driving in snow and ice differs empirically from fair-weather driving. A different set of responses to a different set of stimuli are involved. Ordinarily, we experience the world through our eyes, ears, noses, tongues, and skin. In winter driving, four of the five senses go by the board. We know the road through the seat of our pants, through our grip on the wheel, and we respond with our feet on brakes and accelerator as we feel the vehicle slip, recover, slip again. Our winter driving senses, once they become established, are no less precise than our more practiced senses, but somehow they seem more primitive. It's as though the slips and skids on icy roads and the anxiety that they produce lower us from our lofty perch on the evolutionary tree to consort with simpler organisms having no need of hearing or sight. You must, however, always keep a sharp eye on the amoeba in the car ahead.